Blessings, everyone. Blessings. It's Oye, and I came here for another episode of It's Oye, and I got something to say. I really most definitely feel like I have to get ready to finish this and say this because I have a couple scenarios that I want to get you guys into, but I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to my podcast, making it into something that I know is going to be great very soon. Please keep listening, and if you have any suggestions, please, you can drop a line. Now, let's get to the subject at hand today. I'm going to call this episode Last Dance. As I wrap, not even so much wrap, as I start the day out today, this morning, I have come to a complete understanding that everything comes to an end. So with this Last Dance, I just wrapped up my course at Ohio Media School for the radio television broadcasting part. Just such a grateful experience to be able to do such a thing, to go through the process. But in the same token, it was bittersweet, like so bittersweet. So I want to tell y'all something about how I view things. So when I first started this course in January, I was going through my whole little thing with my husband. I did mention it early on other episodes, but I don't want to keep talking about it because I want to move on forward from it. So as I realized that at that point I was going through it, and now I'm at the end of this and I'm still like going through it with him, I know like eventually at some point it's going to come to an end. Like that'll be the last dance for that, because I don't want to keep doing this 1-2 step anymore, because I don't like being sad. Like I don't like my feelings being hurt. I don't like being manipulated. I don't like being played. I don't like being distracted. I don't like my energy being low. I don't like none of that. And I don't appreciate it. So that's why I call it the last dance. This is my last dance. My last dance. So I know you guys probably like, I don't get it. It just be those moments where you realize that I went through this whole turmoil and I did all this great things in between trying to fight off all the things that I knew that would break me down. Not having the money that I need, not being where I wanted to be, going back to school in my 30s, cutting off my hair and being considered liking the same sex, like all that stuff, like being thrown at me the same time. I could have easily given up and been like, nope, I'm not gonna fight this fight no more. And I don't care how much I gotta freaking battle, I'm just not doing this fight anymore at all. So once you get to that point, you just like, I don't wanna do it no more. I don't wanna do it no more. And once you get to that point, you just stop. Like you stop. Something stops. You have to stop something so you can focus on something to get through something else. Like you just have to stop. And I made it through this course. I made it through this course. 8 months of partially being distracted by what's going on at home. And still coming in every day with a smile on my face, making it seem like nothing is really wrong with Oye. Oye cool, right? No, Oye was broken. Many days, many nights that y'all couldn't see, many struggles that I had to keep pulling myself up for. Y'all could not see that. You couldn't see that. The only thing you see is the outer appearance of what I portray. You know what I'm saying? Like everything's good. But those are the things that I go through in my head, like everything wasn't good. I have to think to be able to produce work. I have to think. I have to be in a happy space. And if I'm not in a happy space producing work, what does that mean? That means I'm in a sad space and there's no work to be produced. So that's why I came in today and wanted to talk about the last dance. There's a last dance for everything. I know, like even like when my daughter was starting to act out, I was like, I can't take this. I'm like, y'all, I'm just human, just like everyone else. So when everybody gets to that point where that breaking point where they feel like they cannot take it anymore, like where they feel like this is just too much to bear, like I said, something winds up being let go. Something winds up being let go all the time, all the time. is either, if you don't let it go, it's going to continue to drag you down until you lose your mind, and then you find yourself in situations like being on medicine and stuff for mental health issues, when there are no mental health issues. There are only people in your space that do not cause you any happiness, any satisfaction, any comfort. They're just in your face every day, just draining your attention to the point where they drain you. We don't want that for ourselves. We shouldn't want that for ourselves. That's a terrible way to live. You know what I'm saying? Only thing I could tell y'all is, you know, you got to hang in there. You got to build that warrior spirit. You know what I'm saying? And continue to pursue. Like, I haven't cried. I haven't cried, y'all. Like, I have not cried in like a couple months. And I had a breaking moment. A breaking moment. That's why I'm like, last dance. Last dance. Like, I'm done with this crying stuff. Like, I'm done with this feeling down stuff. I'm done. I'm done. Nobody's gonna keep making me feel like I gotta be in the same state of mind. You know what I'm saying? Everything is a mindset. And if somebody gets you distracted, then they enter your mindset. So not only have you penetrated my mindset, now you got me to the point where I can't focus on the things that'll benefit me and secure my children for generational wealth. Yeah, distract me. Give me something to make myself overly emotional about that makes absolutely no sense to anyone else, but give it to me, because who else is gonna, you know what I'm saying, do it? Huh? Who? You? Me? You? Who else gonna do it? Give me, disturb my peace to the point where I gotta sit up there and figure out my next move. Last dance. Because I don't give people too many of those chances. I don't. And that's one thing that I should have never let fall to the wayside. I give too many chances. Too many chances. Y'all, I swear to God, I feel like I'm a gangster. And I feel like when people be testing my emotions, you testing my gangster. Okay? Now, I could black out and not know what I'm doing and then beat the mess out of you. But then I'd be saying, oh, she wrong, she need to be locked up, she be... No, no, no. Stop pushing me. Stop pushing me. Pushing me to a point in the limit where I have to make a choice between my choice and you. Don't push me. Y'all know that song. Don't push me, because I'm close to the edge. Yes. So all I'm saying is, we got to find a better way to try to keep a better mindset. That's why, like I said, it's the last dance. I'm changing my mindset from this point forward. Now that I have completed this, now that I have another, you know what I'm saying, certificate under my belt, I'm going to keep going further in life. I'm going to keep going. Keep going. Keep moving forward. Like, everybody got to keep going, regardless of the circumstances that's unfolding around you. Regardless, keep moving forward. And that's what I learned through this whole process. This whole process of school, I had to keep moving forward. Keep working towards something great. Keep working towards something next. Keep going. Keep going. Don't stop. Keep going. Keep going. Focus. Pay attention. Keep going. Keep going. And this is just what I had to keep telling myself over and over and over, especially when things got dark, man. Things got dark often. They got dark often. And I know that's hard to, not even so much hard. I know that seems funny to say, but things got dark often. And those moments where you like, man, I should just leave school and not worry about it. That'd be that one moment where you'd be like, you just don't know what's around the corner if you just finish. Like, you just gotta finish. Finish it. Finish it. Anything that you set out and do in life, finish it. Like, put an end to it. Tell, like, express how you feel. Let people know. That's it. This what it is. All right, now, check this out. This what it is. Like, all I want to do right now at this point is get to my kids and make sure they're okay and
Just finish it.
Finish it. I'm done. I gotta finish a lot of stuff. So everybody, this last dance, I'm about to wrap up a lot of stuff because I don't want to carry it no more. I'm done. I'm finally done and I'm letting it go. And I'm gonna be in peace and move with my own motion of things because that's my last dance. Like, I swear, y'all. That's me moving forward. That's me just looking at life on a different level because I cannot be stagnant. I cannot be stuck. And I know most people, like y'all wouldn't believe me, but I know a lot of you would. Hey, people call me bougie. Doesn't that hurt? I'm just such the sweetest person. Now, I may have bougie taste, but that means I would need a man that can match up to that lifestyle. Not somebody that can want me to come down to a lesser lifestyle where I don't feel like I shouldn't be looking at myself in a lesser matter. I'm great. Why would I settle for less? So that's just where I be at in my life. I be like, girl, why would you settle for less? Do you know who you are? Yes. So I'm changing a lot. I'm changing a lot during this journey. This journey. Oh my goodness. And then I realized something too. Like, I got another last dance coming up too. I'm leaving Ohio. I got that last dance coming up very soon. And then before the end of the year, in November, I'm turning 35. Like, where is life gone? Shoot, I spent majority of my life being a mom, so that's all I know is my kids. And after I start detaching myself from them and having to realize that they got to live their own life and I can't hover around them, I had to separate that. Like, I really had to separate that because, like, my kids were my everything. I eat, sleep, and breathe them kids. Like, I birthed them children. So, like, yes, my children make me happy. I was doing a documentary for school to wrap up my project and everything, and I was having a very hard time because, like I said, I got to end a lot of chapters. I got to do a lot of last dances. I saw my children when they were young. I saw my children as they grew up. I saw my children at where they are now with my youngest turning 11. And I'm like, wow. Like, I remember all my girls at this stage. I remember what this stage of life is like. So this is why I try to motivate them to be great people and feel good about themselves, because I don't want y'all to feel the way I felt growing up. I don't want y'all to feel like that. You ladies are beautiful. Beautiful. I couldn't wish for, like, my baby girl looked just like me. Like, that's my heart. All of them are my heart, but my baby girl, that's I watched a video of her. She wanted the little thing, and then my other daughter ran off with it, and she was like, "Ma," and I'm like, "Aw." So in the video, I'm just like, these are my girls. Like, look at my babies. They grown up so much. Like, so much. I just can't believe how much they grown up. Like, see, last dance. You see how you have to come to an acceptance of a closure that's occurring in life. Like, that's crazy. That's crazy. Like, you just like, oh, this is about to end. Let me go ahead and accept this and just move on. You know what I'm saying? Because they got to live. I can't stop them from living. They got to go live their own life. So the only thing I can do as mom is be supportive of their needs and understand that they go through struggles too. And know that I got to talk them into persevering as a person. Not letting anything keep you down, and just always keep moving forward. Like, regardless of what happened, keep moving forward. Like, nothing in life can ever, ever stop you except for yourself. That's when you stop. You know what I'm saying? When you stop trying, when you stop believing, when you stop doing, you gotta keep doing for yourself. So that's why I just sit here and I think, like, I really hope I instilled some morals in these kids, because when they grow up, y'all, I want them to be adults that can speak for themselves. I want them to be adults that know what they want in life. I want them to be adults that, yeah, the world is bad, but I'm gonna make the best out of my situation. And that's the bottom line. That's the last dance. Always making the best out of the situation you have at hand. You can't live in the past and you can't live in the future. So all you really have is the present. So at this moment, you might as well just make yourself happy, because this is all you have in the moment. In the moment. You gotta say those, like, yeah, say those last dances, the ones that you wanna hold in your memory, but let others know that this is the last dance, because some people ain't gonna be able to go with you, and that's just what it is. Everybody feel like they got a spot, because I had a spot, and I always had a spot. I had your back for forever, but what were you doing in the midst of me going through my deepest struggles? What were you doing in the midst of me trying to understand myself at my highest level? Like, what were you doing? Would you ever tell somebody that they never motivated you? Never? Like, I'm curious. That's why I said last dance, last dance. You know what I'm saying? Because one thing I want y'all to know about Oye, Oye motivates. I inspire and I create. I refuse to allow somebody to tell me that I don't motivate. I do. I don't sit there and dwell on things. I don't sit there and have pity parties. I try to figure it out and keep moving forward. What you want me to be concerned about, bills and stuff like that? Okay, bills are going to continue to come. And in the midst of them continuing to come, you want me to be sad every day because all the bills won't be paid and all the amount. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. Sometimes, first, let me tell y'all something. When y'all get paid, you got to pay yourself first, okay? Pay yourself first, because what you wind up doing is giving all your money to bills and you didn't do anything for yourself to prove that this person that worked for this money did a great job, so I treated myself. Got it? Now, when you pay your bills, you know you're only supposed to pay like 75%. This is how you build something called credit. Now, yeah, if you got an overdue bill, they probably want all their money. But if you pay your bills in 75%, well, that's credit cards. If you pay your credit card bills like that, you'll build credit. But as far as your other bills, I mean, I still pay those suckers at 75%. You're not about to tell me what to give you. It's my money. Flat out. So you just got to keep your dance last and final. Take care of yourself. You know what I'm saying? You got to love yourself, understand yourself, respect yourself. Because when you wrapping up things, all you got is yourself. And this is something that I'm learning every day, that all I have is myself when I'm wrapping up things. Wrapping up, and when I'm at home and I'm getting ready to go leave for school, I'm the only one there. So I got to make sure all the windows is closed, and I got to make sure the dishes is in the sink and the trash is in the trash, and make sure there's no lingering smell. I have to do all that. And then I can walk out the door. You know what I'm saying? All you have is yourself. So when things end and you're left alone, you're like, I don't have nobody with me. Well, you do. You have yourself. And yourself has always been there with you. So never think for a second that you have nobody, because you have you. You are everybody you need and more. You just have to go to those levels of who you are and pull them out so you can tell them, I'm here with you. It's you and me. We got this. Let's go ahead and finish this. Persevere through the struggle, because you got to remember that on the other side, there's success. Through everything, you are not just being mentally drugged through everything. You're not being mentally drugged through. You have to understand that you must persevere. Like, you got to push through those down moments. Push. Because it's a lot of them. People make you feel down. like, they be like, ugh, this is blowing me. Like, you got to learn how to do that stuff for yourself. So, only thing you can do for yourself right now, man, is just understand that nothing lasts forever. Keep moving forward. And last dances, those things mean stuff in, because everything comes to an end. So, just y'all try to keep your head up. This world can be a little funny sometimes. Try to live every day like it's your last, because like I said, you can't live in the past and you can't live in the future. You can only live in the moment, which is the present, and that's the gift. So if that wasn't motivation, I'm just saying, let me know. But anyway, let me get myself to a point where I want to give y'all some things to look up. So I do have a blog where I write down my thoughts. To me, it's me writing down my thoughts, literally. If you want to check it out, I share the link on my It's Oye, I Got Something to Say Facebook page. Also, there is a It's Oye, I Got Something to Say Instagram. You can go and subscribe to those things. Like, it's okay. Like, y'all, I post a lot of videos from my YouTube page. Oh yeah, I have a YouTube page for It's Oye and I Got Something to Say. Also, like, this is my full-on brand. This is, you know, I'm trying to market myself better, more. So that's why I set aside this time to get that out, because I want you guys to join in who I am. Participate in who I am, what I'm about, the life I lead. Like, come accept me for me. You know what I'm saying? Tune in. Please keep listening. Go back and re-listen. A lot of my titles are usually, about, like, the ending of something or wrapping up something, because I don't want to just say, hey, I ended this. No, just this was the last dance. You know what I'm saying? The last day for the last dance, the last chance. You know what I'm saying? All like that. So join in who Oye is and subscribe. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with anything that we talk about, or if you feel like you agree with a lot of what I talk about, please, you know what I'm saying, like, subscribe, or you want to comment on something that I talk about. I like constructive criticism. Please accept me for who I am, because I accept everyone as they are. I believe that everyone is going through something, and through something, when you voice what you're going through, we can help each one teach one. You know what I'm saying? So that's how we get our people to connect. We got to teach each other to be able to express the feelings that we don't say out loud. And a lot of times we keep them inside to the point we burst, and y'all Oye ain't trying to bust again. And I'm just telling you, like, flat out, I'm not trying to do it again. So that last dance. So you guys have been wonderful. I'm so glad that you guys tuned in to another episode of It's Oye. Please go to those YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram sites. And, oh, yeah, and Twitter. Twitter popping. Okay, so that's Oye. That's OYATHASHEPHERD. That is my app for Twitter and Instagram. So, y'all, please join in. It's Oye. I Got Something to Say. Y'all be blessed. Stay true to who you are.